everybody's connected these days, through email, Skype, but most importantly, through a plethora of social media. Facebook now claims almost 2 billion active users. That's a third of our planet, folks. Remember, watching those videos of amateur cameras being flown up into near space where you can't even see the horizon or how the Earth curves because it's so huge. Well, that's a lot of planet, that's a lot of people, folks, and that's a lot of resources. And Facebook knows everything about a third of it, which makes this week's story that much more horrifying. I'm Nick Blake, and today we log in.
Well, I kind of hate it. I think it's awful, and I have Twitter so that I can just tell people what I'm, you know, what I want them to buy with and give me money. I don't care. People get mad at me because I don't follow anybody. I zero people that I follow, and people are like, "You're an arrogant prick." Like, I get really angry.
People get mad at you for that.
Really, how dare you not follow? But why do they care? It doesn't. It's like a piece of cake going, "Come on, man. What? I'm right here. Why aren't you eating me?" Like, why do they give a shit? I'm sorry I'm on television. But I don't. I think it's bad. I think that you shouldn't just do everything that's available to do isn't a good idea. There's a culture right now that as soon as they, "Hey, you get to do that, I'm going to do it." There's no sort of like, maybe that's not just the constant. Nobody takes in life unless it comes through this.
Yes.
Like whenever I see a televised event that's a huge, like the Olympics opening ceremony or a Times Square at midnight on New Year's Eve, everybody, they see seas of people all looking at it through their phone.
Yeah.
Like there's explosions and acrobats, but they're looking at it through a little 3-inch screen. Like I think if Jesus comes back and starts telling everyone everything, it'll just, everybody's just going to be Twittering and they won't be like, "I am Christ and I have returned." "Oh my God, Jesus is right in front of me right now. But this is, I'm now going to impart to you, I have a twit pic of Jesus. Oh my God, he's trending. Jesus is trending right now." Okay.
No one will have any idea what he said.
Can you just look at me for a second?
That was Louis C.K. on Conan talking about social media and Twitter in particular. Chirper, as I like to call it, along with Instagram, which is Flickr on steroids, and Facebook, the triad that dominates today's social media space. They're all very similar these days. You can message, you can post pictures, videos, and consequently share your bright ideas. Let's for a second forget that all of those companies spew macho talk on privacy, but when a nudge reaches them from the FBI, State Department, or your aunt who used to shag county prosecutor, the walk falls apart like a cheap suit. So scratch that. The big story this week is Facebook's admission that they were quote-unquote influenced. According to Reuters, Zuckerberg admitted that nation-states conducted well-funded information operations on the service during U.S. elections. Now, this comes a glimpse after the same company, the same CEO, announced that Facebook will crack down on this new social hysteria dubbed fake news. While the term fake news was coined by the establishment in response to Podesta's pedo accusations and spun off as a conspiracy theory that flooded the minds of voting majority before the truth got to them, the fact that Facebook now said yes, the platform has been taken advantage of by governments and state actors during U.S. elections, but it had no effect on the presidential campaign. What? How is that even possible? And did you find out about this just now? Was this evident to you only now, and you, the Good Samaritans, decided to make it public the same day? Or was this an orchestrated event, and the truth was just too hard to keep a lid on, therefore the soft reception from mainstream media that they're controlled by the same people as Facebook? Well, for a more balanced view on the issue, we got a hold of co-chair of Center for Study of Political Communication at the University of Oslo, out of all places, Professor Ali Skagirbo.
Well, we are talking about organized information campaigns or spreading dissemination of information intended to influence political actors, outcomes, or organizations, and so on. It's a well-known concept from defense and military literature, for instance. I'm not an expert on exactly how they are going on, but what we know about them is that it's usually organized by either state governments or agencies that have access to apparatuses that can produce information and disseminate information. So we know these operations from all parts of the globe, so to speak. And previously, before social media, they operated in trying to influence news production, journalism, other ways, and now also on social media, as, for instance, Facebook, as Facebook has acknowledged recently. The smart methods are also well known. I think critical journalism, media literacy among the public, counter production of news, so to speak, that we check news, things like that are the most are the only and best known ways of doing it. And as I read Facebook's white paper, it seems that also Facebook is going to go into this action and try and verify some of the stories that are spread very, very fast. And that's the new thing with social media, not new anymore, but that's the thing with social media. It spreads so fast, much faster than we used to see, say, 10, 15 years ago. How effective could they be? Difficult to say. But of course, when a story spreads virally to millions and millions of people and agencies and is not countered, it could of course influence all kinds of outcomes. For instance, in the presidential election in the USA, we don't know what actually happened and we don't know the degree of efficiency, but potentially yes.
That was Professor Ellie Scagherbo explaining what the entire shebang was about. If Facebook is doing this, then you can be rest assured that Chirper and other hybrids of NSA data collection tools are as effective as well, which means the entire system is geared towards a controlled outcome. In this case, the election of Trump and accusations that Russia was behind manipulating elections. Am I the only one who thinks this way? Well, it turns out I'm not. Here's George Carlin with more.
Because you do know, folks, living in this country, you're bound to know that every time you're exposed to advertising, you realize once again that America's leading industry, America's most profitable business, is still the manufacture, packaging, distribution, and marketing of bullshit. High quality, grade A, prime cut, pure American bullshit. And the sad part is that most people seem to have been indoctrinated to believe that bullshit only comes from certain places. Certain sources, advertising, politics, salesmen, not true. Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit, teachers are full of shit, clergymen are full of shit, and law enforcement people are full of shit. This entire country is completely full of shit. And always has been, from the Declaration of Independence to the Constitution to the Star Spangled Banner, it's still nothing more than one big steaming pile of red, white, and blue, all-American bullshit. Because think of how we started. Think of that. This country was founded by a group of slave owners who told us all men are created equal. Oh, yeah, all men, except for Indians and niggers and women, right? Always like to use that authentic American language. This was a small group of unelected white male landholding slave owners who also suggested their class be the only one allowed to vote. Now that is what's known as being stunningly and embarrassingly full of shit. And I think Americans really show their ignorance when they say they want their politicians to be honest. What are these f***ing cretins talking about? If honesty were suddenly introduced into American life, the whole system would collapse. No one would know what to do. Honesty would f*** this country up. And I think deep down, Americans know that. That's why they elected and re-elected Bill Clinton. That's why.
That was George Carlin illuminating us on the essence of American society. If we cross over to the other side of the pond, we find a similar trend. Let's diverge for a second and take a look at the industry we all know and love, namely music. Here's a known metalhead and a true connoisseur of the art, Steve Hughes.
And at the end of the day, while all this goes on, what else is happening? Well, the X Factor's on the news. This is not normal. It's a TV show. Why is it on the news? It's not normal. When I grew up, The Price is Right wasn't on the news. No, this is not news. This is rubbish. And I'm here to tell you people, being English, the X Factor,
what have you done?
You should be ashamed of yourselves. You should stop it. I know all countries around the world now have got this kind of stupid shows, but you, especially America, they're too far gone. Doesn't matter about them. And you, what are you up to? You can't have the X Factor. You can't watch the X Factor. This is England! You made Black Sabbath, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Venom, Motorhead, Def Leppard, Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin, The Rolling Stones, The Who, The Beatles, The Smiths, The Cure, The Damned, The Jam, The Police, The Sex Pistols, The Clash, Peter Gabriel, Kate Bush, Jarvis Cocker, David Bowie, Queen, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, Supertramp, Chemical Brothers and The Prodigy. And if you're watching The X Factor after a resume like that, I'm just telling you, you're a bit of a bastard.
That was Steve Hughes letting us know when you're a bit of a bastard. Don't be bastards to one another, ladies and gentlemen. Be nice, be soft, be kind, and throw your TV out. I've been Nick Blake, and you've been listening to As If.